broader policy and political perspective on DACA and what its future could entail, we turn to Doris Meisner. She's a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute, where she directs its U.S. immigration policy work. She's also former commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Doris, thanks for joining us for a few minutes.
Thank you.
From a policy standpoint, what would or should a new DACA program or a new DREAM Act emphasize? Is it more of the same of what we've seen, or do you see something a little bit different there?
Well, it depends on what direction the Congress wants to go. If they want to do, if all that they can manage politically is a stopgap measure, then simply putting into statute what the program is now, which is protection from deportation and eligibility to work legally in the United States, even that would be a great relief and sense of security for the people who are currently in the program. But the broader legislative ideas are part of what's been called a DREAM Act, which was first introduced in 2001 by Senator Hatch, from Republican from Utah. And that formulation has had a number of different elements to it, but mostly those DREAM Act efforts try to allow people to have a conditional status, but then eligibility for permanent residence, which would be a green card, and then ultimately citizenship. So there's quite a spectrum here of what legislation could do.
Well, then I'll ask the really tough political question, which is, considering what we've seen in the past, we saw the so-called Gang of Eight, a couple of Arizona senators were involved in that, and the current state of politics in Washington. If you were to be realistic with us, what approach do you think is possible for Congress? Will we see sort of strange bedfellows?
Well, we might see strange bedfellows because there is a new sense of urgency surrounding this now that this moment has come, and there is a much broader support and understanding around the country of this program and of what it represents. So perhaps that will break through some of the hard lines of the past. But at the same time, those hard lines have been very clearly drawn. And I do think that this really does depend on the willingness of both bodies, but particularly the House, to allow a bipartisan measure to go forward rather than a measure that simply Republicans can agree on. This would be the opportunity to put a bill in front of the House of Representatives that could be enacted by votes from both Democrats and Republicans, not simply the majority of Republicans required in the way that the House has operated in the past. So we'll see whether this is used as an opportunity to break open some of that rigidity, or if it's going to be more of the same.
Doris, do you think the fact that these so-called dreamers have been so visible and been out there and been taking, you know, high-ranking jobs and you know, talked about their educational experiences and how this program has personally impacted them, how does that, do you think, impact the members of Congress who will be ultimately deciding this?
I think it's going to be very important. This constituency has been extremely skillful and savvy and successful in its advocacy. They have a very compelling cause. They have very strong support from a wide spectrum of leaders in academia, in politics, in state and local government, certainly in the business and in employer community. So there is a real track record of mobilizing that the advocacy groups have been able to carry off in the past. So the constituency groups that want this and their allies have come a far way, and this, of course, now is a much higher mountain to climb, but they're not newbies.
Doris, we just have a few seconds left, but I wanted to ask you how important you think this six-month period is. We know Congress tends to move slowly. Do you expect, though, that now that we know what's going to happen and that DACA is going away, that they're going to act quickly? Or could we, in 5.5 months, are we still going to be considering, wow, are they going to pass something or not?
Well, that's, of course, hard to say. They have a very full agenda, and they certainly have a backlog of things that they need to deal with because they haven't been able to do anything in the first 9 months of the year, or 8 months. So this is going to be competing with many other really urgent matters, including hurricane relief that nobody would have expected until a week or two ago would be on the agenda. So this is a formidable challenge. At the same time, deadlines sometimes help. And so the best that one can hope for is that this deadline focuses the attention. This is not a terribly difficult thing to do. It's a political problem, not a substantive problem. So maybe for a change, the politics will fall in a direction that allows for progress.
All right. Doris Meisner is a senior fellow with the Migration Policy Institute. Thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you.